Well, it's that time, family. Let's swing it over to my man, Bobby Gales, along with his guest. All right, Bobby, do what you do, brother. Do what you do.
All right, thanks a lot, Tommy, and good morning, everyone. So, parents, if you're looking for something to do with your kids for the summer, well, I have some great information for you. There is a virtual STEAM gaming and esports summer camp taking place. To give us all the details is my special guest this morning, Miss Loretta Cheeks. So, Loretta, good morning.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for this invitation.
It's a pleasure to have you on. So, Loretta, let's just jump right into this. Why don't you tell us about the gaming and esports summer camp, and how can parents get their kids signed up?
Sure. This is our third iteration of STEAM in the Game, which is a virtual STEAM educational gaming and esport camp. And it's for males and females, 13 to 18-year-olds. And the whole idea is to introduce our students to all things behind the engine of gaming, that is 2D and 3D computation or computer interactive game design and development, and also career opportunities, and, of course, to the industry of esports. The event is held on Saturday and Sunday, celebrating Juneteenth. That's June 19th and also June 20th. It starts at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're serving students from all over our nation. Last year, we were able to reach 473 students, and we're hoping to exceed that number. The students can register at www.strongtiesaz.org, and it is free. So it's no cost to this.
Fantastic. Well, Loretta, I want to thank you very much for all the great work you're doing with our kids and, of course, sharing this information with our listeners. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, and you all have a good day.
All right, you do the same. My special guest there, Loretta Cheeks with STEAM in the Game. Now, if you would like more information about the gaming and esports summer camp, you can also go to our website over at whur.com. Right now, let's check traffic. Tony, what do you have for us?